We're very pleased to have Michaela Schifrin with us now, Olympic gold medalist, also World Cup and world champion in slalom, a big hit since she's been a teenager. And, well, are you an old lady now that you're 20, Michaela?
Yeah, I'm so old now. No, I still feel pretty young. I mean, people remind me constantly how young I am, so it's hard to forget.
Well, when you were 17, I know Barilla was one of the Italian pasta company that they spotted you, and I guess you're here to say that they're sticking with you. You got another deal with them?
Yeah, we extended our partnership, which was exciting, really exciting for a number of reasons. But they were, you know, as you said, when I was 17 years old, they were kind of the first real company that was interested in supporting me and sponsoring me, which is everything in sports, but in ski racing, that's where, you know, once you get a real sponsor, that's when you know you've made it to the big league. So that was one of the most exciting days of my life when I realized that Barilla was, you know, wanted to partner with me, and since then it's been a really cool relationship.
Well, you're just coming off the World Cup in Aspen, and it's always great to have it here at home. I know a lot of times it's in Austria or somewhere else, but you just set the world record for largest margin of victory over 3 seconds, and I can't believe that in the slalom, because, Michaela, as you know, sometimes it gets down to the thousandth of a second. Why are you, and you were racing against some really good skiers too, so what is it that you're just dominating right now?
I kept saying it was kind of a weird weekend, and I think, you know, I live at altitude. I'm used to racing in Aspen, you know, when you're really tired by the finish, I think I have the advantage there. And I've skied the race hill that, you know, that we raced on this past weekend. I've skied that hill a bunch of times now, so I know where the terrain is, and I think I definitely had a home field advantage, but it was just one of those really surreal weekends where, you know, beating that record for over 3 seconds was, I'd never thought that was going to happen. I thought, you know, I've been close to 2 seconds before, but 3 seconds is kind of one of those things where I think everybody was just scratching their heads like, I don't know, maybe the other girls just weren't ready to race yet. But I doubt that it's going to happen again. So I, you know, took advantage of that, and now I just trying to move forward, because sometimes it's hard to move forward from something that big.
Well, you know what, Michaela, the thing that impressed me about you is not just your athletic dominance, but, you know, here you are, America's darling at the Olympics, Wheaties box, but you always seem like you're very just down to earth. Is that your personality? Were you raised that way? What is it?
Yeah, definitely. My parents drilled it into me ever since I was little that you have to work hard in order to get what you want. And if, you know, if I want to win World Cup races, I have to really earn it and deserve it. And I guess I try to be humble, but it sounds funny saying that about myself. I guess I just try to let other people tell me whether I'm humble or arrogant or whatnot, and just kind of keep moving forward.
Speaking with Michaela Schifrin, the star of the U.S. ski team, and it's funny, over the years, I've been able to interview a lot of athletes, Lindsey Vonn, Peekaboo Street, and others, but when I was a kid, it was, you know, Jean-Claude Keeley and Franz Klammer, the Maurer brothers. But for me, my guy was Bill Johnson at the 84 Olympics, and hearing his story that, you know, he stole cars and his dad made him dig ditches in Dutch Harbor. There's just something about the ski team where you guys are like the sort of the fighter pilots or the ninjas. You guys have to be a little bit nuts, don't you?
Yeah, I think pretty much every ski racer you talk to probably has like a little bit of a screw loose. There's something a little bit sadistic about enjoying, you know, skiing in a spandex suit as fast as you can down a sheet of ice on a mountain. So there are a lot of other things that we could do in the world, but for whatever reasons, the mountains keep calling. And I think the U.S. ski team is also, you know, sets itself apart from the other nations just because, you know, the athletes, just they're born to love skiing, not solely ski racing, but free skiing and powder skiing, and they just love being in the mountains. And a lot of the other European nations are more kind of like ski racing factories. So you know, if anybody ever gets a chance to ski with an athlete on the U.S. ski team, whether it's on a racing course or in the, you know, back bowls in Vail Mountain, it's you're gonna have a tough time keeping up.
Couple more questions for Michaela Schifrin, Olympic gold medalist. And, you know, sometimes in the summer games, you see these gymnasts who are, you know, very, very young. But for you, as a downhill skier, with all the great skiers we have in this country, what was it like when you're 15 and they say, you're going to be on the World Cup team and you're going to wear the stars and stripes? Because they say if you're old, if you're good enough, you're old enough. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, one of my, like, biggest dreams since I was probably, like, 11 or 12 years old, I was talking to my dad one day about what the earliest, like, how soon could I race in a World Cup race? Because that was always my dream, was to race on the World Cup circuit. And he did all the math, and there's some rules and regulations with, like, fifth racing and everything. And he told me that I could, if I was 15 years old and if everything went, like, perfectly, I might be able to race my first World Cup when I was 15. And it ended up working out that I was qualified to race my first World Cup the day before I turned 16 years old. So that was, like, the first time one of my really big dreams came true. And then after that, everything went really quickly. I went to the U.S. Nationals at the end of the year, like, a couple weeks after that first World Cup, and had a really good result. And I qualified for the U.S. ski team. And they were like, you know what? There were quite a few other athletes at that time on the tech team, but they took me in, and yeah, it's all history from there. It was a pretty incredible experience, though.
Well, you think about being in that World Cup in Austria. You're 16 years old, and you're starting way late in the day, and your shin guard falls off. You still make the top 12. What's that like, banging into a gate with no shin guard?
Well, I think actually running on adrenaline, I didn't actually feel it. And I had a little bit of padding in my racing suit, but I noticed that it fell off. And it was funny because earlier that day I had looked down at my shin guard and the strap was kind of, it looked a little bit loose, like the screw was loose or something. And I was like, oh, it'll be fine. If it falls off, I'll just, whatever, I guess. I don't have another shin guard here. And it ended up falling off mid-race, but I didn't feel it. And at the end of the run, I noticed again that I didn't have a shin guard on. And since then, I've actually tried skiing in a slalom course without shin guards just to test it out and see how it feels. And it really hurts. I mean, you're like, it's like, it's like kicking a metal post over and over again with your shin. It just really doesn't feel very good. So I don't know what happened. I guess it was the adrenaline that race, but it made for an exciting show.
Well, that's the thing I love about you guys and girls up there on the U.S. ski team. If you're afraid of crashing or afraid of pain, you're never going to make it. You'd have to be completely fearless, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I've actually struggled with that a little bit because when I, you know, look at some of the other athletes, you know, the girls who race Super G and downhill, and they're going, you know, 80 plus miles an hour. And I feel like I'm one of the girls who actually has some fear. I'm not actually fearless. And I look at them and I'm thinking, how am I ever going to get there? Because they really, they are fearless. They have so much courage when they race down the mountain. And I'm, you know, every now and then I'm like, oh, maybe I should slow down a little bit and just make sure I finish the course or something. So I've been working on that. But I'm finding with every passing day that the more I push the limits, the more comfortable I am. And all of a sudden that fear that I used to have just isn't there anymore.
Well, it's human nature to be a little bit scared and then you overcome it. One more question for you as you look towards to the next Olympics in Korea. Take us back to Sochi. Does that seem like yesterday, or does that seem like 100 years ago now?
It feels like so long ago, really. I mean, the day after the race felt like so long ago because I didn't really say that right. pretty much I raced, and then it was straight into the media tour, and that whole week was such a blur for me. And, you know, thinking back on it now, it was almost 2 years ago, I guess, or maybe more even. And I just felt like even the day after, that the morning that I woke up after the race, felt like it never even happened. So it was just a very, again, a very surreal experience, and kind of hard to actually let it sink in. Everybody kept asking me, so you've had some time now, has it sunk in that you're an Olympic champion? And I was like, to be honest, I haven't had time because I've been answering that question over and over again since it happened. So, it's just one of those things that, once again, it's almost like it happened. Just try to realize it, but almost let it go and just keep moving forward, because I could sit in that moment for forever and then I'd just be one of those like crazy cat ladies holed up in my house looking at my gold medal.
Well, you know what, Michaela? No one will ever be able to take that away from you, and you live to be 100 years old. We'll always say Olympic gold medalist before we say your name. I want to remind everyone to check out Barilla Pasta, which sponsors Michaela Schifrin. And you know, Michaela, some people are born to swim or run. You were born to ski there in Vail. We couldn't be more proud that you are an American, and we're up there on the podium anytime you get up there.
Thank you.
All right, really appreciate it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.